Democrats in New York say the record number of absentee ballots cast in this election all need to be counted before anyone can claim victory, as some Republicans have done in a handful of races. And the Democrats say that could take weeks. Karen DeWitt has more.
Republicans are ahead in several contested races in early and in-person voting. State Republican Party Chair Nick Langworthy says his party believes it will hang on to an open seat on Long Island held by Republican Congressman Peter King. In the state Senate, the results of early and in-person voting favor Republicans in five contested seats on Long Island and in the lower Hudson Valley and New York City. Senate GOP Minority Leader Robert Ort calls it a course correction, and he says it's a repudiation of one-party control. He says it's also a rejection of some of the majority Democrats' policies, including bail reform and other criminal justice changes.
The people of New York, of all political stripes, did not like what they saw the last 2 years. And they want to see something different. They want to see more balance. They want to see checks.
Langworthy says Democrats in the legislature abdicated their lawmaking powers during the pandemic to Governor Andrew Cuomo when they gave the governor emergency decision-making authority, including over the state budget.
Father doesn't know best. He thinks he does. But we have senators and assembly members that are elected by their own constituencies, and they need to be heard. And I think that it was a rebuke of incumbents.
Democrats counter that Republicans are too hasty to claim the wins. Ort says he does not think that absentee ballots will change the results of the races where Republicans lead. But the GOP is not taking any chances. They've already gone to court seeking to impound ballots in several races.
We want to make sure that the hard-fought wins and gains of our candidates last night are not altered or taken away when this process is concluded.
The absentee ballot counting and court action means it will be weeks before the outcome of some of the races are known. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.